It's coming ahead. This empty bottle causes this aching hell. It's all an illusion, 'cause you will not break those ties. And now the memory's fading. We don't know why. A quick sight in the mirror. I'm losing patience with myself. My pockets are empty.
That's Irish Mython with Gypsy Dancer from the East Coast Music Awards 2015 Roots Album of the Year, her self-titled album Irish Mython. And that song also earned Irish the 2016 prize for SOCAN Songwriter of the Year. A globe-trotting troubadour singer-songwriter, once you've seen Irish Mython in concert, you'll be working out when to catch her again. A festival favourite, and among many other performances this coming year, Irish will be appearing at this summer's Cambridge Folk Festival in the UK, the Vancouver Folk Festival, and April's Roots North Music Festival in Orillia. So it's great to catch up with Irish again at home in Charlottetown. How are you doing today, Irish?
Oh, never better, John, never better. Good to talk to you.
Well, I'm just pleased that I actually managed to catch you at home, because I know you travel an awful lot. I think this winter you've been, I think you've been in Ireland, you've been in Australia, and you've been a lot of other places, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. This past 12 months has been absolutely crazy. There's been Thailand, New Zealand, Cambodia, Australia, Ireland, England. It's just, all over Canada, into the U.S., and cray cray.
Well, I should mention that I know, obviously, you did grow up in Ireland, but you were pretty much a world traveler before you settled on Canada as your home and now living down in PEI. You must love getting out and meeting so many different people, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And John, to be honest, I don't really think that you can do the life of a touring artist unless you do like it. I mean, it's such a massive part of our job. You know, there's that old cliche, you've got an easy job, you just get up on stage and you sing a few songs and you get down. So, you know, 90% of touring is just that. You're touring around, you're cramming into a van or a car or an airplane or a boat or a bus, whatever it may be. And sometimes those journeys can be extremely long. I'm a bit of an extrovert like that. I love meeting new people. I'll talk to the wall. I'll introduce myself and whoever I'm sitting next to on any of those travels. And to be honest, that's where a lot of my songs come from, is stories that are relayed to me on these journeys, you know?
Well, you're certainly a festival favorite. I know, I mean, Mariposa is the classic example. I remember, and I was actually talking to someone just a day or so ago about saying, well, the first time I saw you, you blew me away. And that's what happens with everybody. And then you become a favorite. I've seen you at Mariposa, where you've had a set where you've been having so much fun with the audience that it's almost like stand-up comedy mixed with music.
Absolutely. I'm pretty lucky. The thing I seem to have been able to click on very, very early on in my career, before I even came to Canada, was that, there's so many talented people out there, and people who are better singers than I am, better guitar players than I am, better, songwriters than I am. For sure, there's always people better than you. But for me to be able to really delve into what my live show is going to be, I have to have that something different and that something extra. And for me, it was always the connection with the crowd. So full on, like right from the beginning, it was always about the people who bothered to come and see me, who paid hard earned cash to come and see me. So I would try and engage with them like 100% from the stage, but then also with festivals, it was about walking around and meeting everybody afterwards. It was about, stopping and talking to people who I had seen at one of my shows or whatever, and it just made the difference for me, that crowd connection. Because at the end of the day, let's admit it, we all know that if there's no crowd, we're all just great bedroom musicians.
Well, the amazing thing about that crowd connection, and I want to tell a Mariposa story, because there was one year I saw you there and you did a cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And it was so funny because you played up this idea that you weren't quite sure of all the words. You changed a few of them. And it was just wonderful, the rapport that you were able to build with the audience. I mean, it truly was a fantastic, fantastic performance.
Oh, thanks so much. I remember that. I did make up the words. I think one of them was something along the lines of, although the master Leonard wrote it, I think Katie Lang sang it better than he ever could, or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, no, it's great. I want to take a break with another song that you do live. Now, one of the things about an Irish Mython performance is that you love a cappella. You have a fabulous voice. I mean, there's really no description. I have to kind of wonder, it's like, well, if she wasn't a musician, what would you be doing? And if you were still back in Ireland, I should ask that question. If you hadn't made your music your career and you stayed in Ireland, what would you have done? I mean, I wondered if you'd been a bookie or something like that at the races.
Do you know, one time my dad said to me, and it still stays with me and it still makes me giggle, Dad says I would have been a really great union leader down the docks somewhere. So my voice would attract new members.
Well, let's play an a cappella piece. This is your version of Brendan Behan's The Old Triangle, a classic, classic song. An a cappella piece live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival in 2015. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
A hungry feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. To begin the morning, a screwy lay bawlin', "Get up, you bouncy, and clean out your cell." And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. In the female prison, there are 75 women, and amongst them I wish I did well. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. I wish to blazes that they change me wages from 15 shillings to about £2.10. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
That's Irish Mython with her version of The Old Triangle, recorded live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival in 2015. And I think you were closing the show that day, weren't you?
I was. That was incredible because, Lyle Lovett and his large band, or really big band, I'm not sure how it was labeled, but there was 23 of them on stage. And it was the first time ever, Jan, in my career, where I've inside stage looking at who I'm going to follow and gone, yeah, nah, I'm going home. Like, this is ridiculous. And it was the first time I was nervous, actually, really, truly. I was like, what are they thinking? And then, walked on stage and it was incredible. It was really incredible.
Well, certainly, you know, watching you play live, I think, is one of the best things. I have to ask a question. When are we going to get a live album from Irish Mython? Because to me, a live album and an accompanying video, I think, would be perfect at this point in your career.
Well, let's just say, you know what, I can absolutely confirm that it won't be the next album, because that's in the process of being done right now, and that will be out shortly. But I'll just say this, that when the live album comes, you're going to be able to get a live DVD with it.
That certainly would be a wonderful thing. And, you know, if you have a spare hour or two, I know people love to head to YouTube and, go down the rabbit hole, see where you end up. Well, start the rabbit hole with Irish Mython, and I swear you'll continue with Irish Mython until you've checked out all the videos that are there. Absolutely fabulous live performer. But now you've got me intrigued, because there is a new album on the way. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, this to me is, I'm a god, songwriters always say this is my most personal album. Now, they always say that, right? But these are a collection of songs that have really stirred me the most. There's going to be, again, I'm giving away little tips here or little hints here, but there's going to be one re-record from a past album because I think the I think it's very topical song and right now, and I really want to re-record it. So there's going to be one re-record on it. I can't tell you what it is right now, and the rest are all new songs. For me, it's they're quite bare and raw and personal songs. One again, I'm giving away a little feeler here, but one of them is that I recently lost my Auntie Maria in October. She's an absolute legend of a woman, and I always say that herself and my mum, you know, raised me with the odd little help from my dad. My dad would kill me. That's a joke. But and so I was profoundly hit by her loss, and it was sudden. And so there was a song that just completely wrote itself for one of those moments where it's like, you know, the muse comes and it's like, look, you're not going to be okay unless this song comes out of you. So that's going on there, which, you know, and again, you can't get more personal than writing something about your own grief, right? But also because I'm a commercial songwriter, Jan, I needed it to translate. So it couldn't be too specifically personal. Like, you know, I don't mention like the streets of the town where I grew up or anything like that. You know, you wanted to float across to the crowd so they can relate to it, you know? So I was careful to do that as well, but not sacrifice the song. So yeah, so there's a song called Maria on there that I'm super, super, super proud of. I've got the wonderful Kinley Dowling from Hey Rosetta and Dennis and Kinley. She's graciously put some amazing strings on there, and just exciting times. But I truly feel that this is going to be my best album. I really do. And if the critics don't think so, that's okay with me. It's what I personally think of the album. And I think as a songwriter and as a recording artist, you have to see the growth, and I certainly do. From my first album that I recorded to what's coming out right now, there's definitely a growth.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Can you give us an indication when the album will be released or expected release date?
Well, I'm hoping, against hope, but I'm hoping that it will be available for all the summer dates.
Oh, very cool. And you're going to be very busy. We mentioned that you're off to Cambridge Folk Festival in the summer. That must be exciting. I think is that your first time playing there now?
First time playing Cambridge, yeah. And I mean, just Bev and the crew are just incredible there. Like some of the biggest names ever, you know, have gone through, not just in the folk world, but the folk roots, trad. You know, they've all gone through the gates there. I'm also doing some cool Canadian dates. I've got some really cool American dates coming up. Europe is really opening up. I'm doing Tuner Festival this year in Denmark. I'm going to Belgium. We do a run in Belgium. We do a run in Germany, a bigger run in the UK, and then back to Australia at the end of the year.
Wow, and it's great. I have to be honest, you know, we follow you on Facebook, and it's exciting because, you know, I obviously known you for a lot of years now, and it's just great to be able to see how your career is blooming. Obviously, the new album is going to be released this year as well. Does it have a title yet, or can you share that?
You know, I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight, Jan, which with all my albums has always been the same. When I hear the finished product about 10 or 12 times, that's when I name it.
That's a great way to do it. Yeah, that's great. So if people are going to come and see you on stage this summer, tell them what they can expect.
Well, there's going to be, to those who have seen me before, it's going to be just, you know, the same high-octane, high-connection show that they're used to. Some new songs, obviously. Don't worry, I realize I get in trouble if I don't do the old favorites, so the anthems will stay. Don't worry about that. But yeah, new songs, new energy. I just can't wait. This album means a lot to me, so I just cannot wait to get out there and rage it.
And how can people keep track of where you are this summer?
So, within days, we are launching a new website, so thanks for bringing that up. It's www.irishmaithan.com, and across all the social medias as well. And also, I will not apologize for the amount of times that my dog appears on my social media.
Well, your dog deserves that. That's an important part of your life. Those that follow you love to check that out as well. Got one thing left to do, and that's pick another song to play. There's a new Southern Souls video that you recorded,
yes.
I think probably at the end of last year. For a song, Did You Ever, that was recorded at the Painted Lady in Toronto. Tell us a little bit about that song, and then we'll give it a spin.
That song was actually... that was born in a toilet. I was using the bathroom, the train station, and on the door of the toilet, on the door of the bathroom, the stall, there was the word, "Did you ever love somebody and knew they didn't care?" And so I did what every great songwriter would do, and I took out my phone and I made sure that nobody had copyrighted those words, and then the song developed from there. And it's really about, again, it's about letting people know that however they want to live their lives and however they identify and you know, that it's going to be okay. It's not okay right now. It doesn't seem like it's okay right now, but it's going to be okay. Because everybody that you know has gone down some road the same as you have or, you know, the same kind of feelings as you have. So, yeah, and it's just about that. Now, before you play it, can I just say something about you?
Oh, I'd love that, as long as I don't blush too much.
Folk Roots Radio is freaking awesome, and I love the way that you interview your subjects, because you get a little bit more out of them than the rest. So I would highly suggest that people go and listen to your back shows and stuff, because I really love listening to them.
Well, that's fantastic. And I love interviewing you. I think this is the third or fourth time that we've chatted. And I have to say, the first time I got your name completely wrong. And you were so gracious, you waited till we finished before you told me. That was priceless. Irish Mython, as always, it's an absolute pleasure. This
great
is Irish Mython live off the floor at the Painted Lady in Toronto for Southern Souls. And this is Did You Ever? You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall, and thanks again.
Did you ever love somebody and knew that you didn't care? Did you ever feel true, this I know, because my friend.
Cause I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.